好，弟兄姊妹，我今天想要跟大家交通一个主题。
Brothers and sisters, I want to share a topic with you today.
我把它定是耶稣不改变。
Jesus never changes.
我们先读一处的圣经。
We'll read one scripture.
我们翻到哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章一到三节。
First Corinthians chapter 13:1-2.
哥林多前书十三章一到三，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣，响的拔一般。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山。却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
First Corinthians chapter 13:1-3. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith.So that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to the burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
然后十三章的第十二节
verse 12.
十三章十二节，我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时候到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known.
Okay. 我们再有一点点简单的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们来到你面前，我们向你打开。
Lord, when we come before you, we open up to you.
主，因着如此，你也开打开我们的心，打开我们里面的眼睛。
Lord, open our hearts and open our inner eyes.
叫我们心中被你吸引，并且愿意爱慕更多来认识你。
And our hearts can all be drawn to you and desire you more, love you more.
主啊，愿今天这段时间，主啊，你在我们的当中对我们心的深处说话。
Lord, may this time you come.Among us and speak to our hearts, to the deepest part of our hearts.
主啊，我们愿意总是说，主啊，我们在这边 ready 是被你能够被你改变的。
Lord, we want to say every time we come, we're ready to be adjusted by your.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 在开头的时候，其实我愿意先讲到说，我们一生要来认识我们的主。
So at the very beginning, I want to say, for all our life, we need to know our Lord.
我们千万不要把我们主耶稣看得，把我们的神，把我们主耶稣看得太小。
Don't belittle our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就算是穷尽我们一生的年日，也可能只能够认识他的一部分。
Even through the entire of our life, we can only know a little part of Jesus Christ.
对，其实我们来想一想。
Let's think about it.
我们对神的荣耀有多少的认识呢？
How much do we really know the glory of God?
我们认识他的圣洁吗？
What about his holiness?
他的那个无穷的智慧，我们知道多少？
What about his infinite wisdom?
他的生命，他的大能，我们又经历多少？
What about his life, his mighty power, how much have we experienced?
对，很多时候的确确，我们对于主的恩典，我们似乎比较能够体会。
Yes, indeed, sometimes it's easier for us to experience the grace of the Lord.
对，我们信主了，我们是一批蒙恩典的罪人。
We believe in the Lord, we are a sinner saved by grace.
但是我们又仔细去想一想。
But think it deeply.
Yeah, 就是在我们的生活里面，我是怎么学习来支取主的恩典呢？
In our daily lives, how do we learn to use the grace of the Lord?
也就是说，在我的生活里面，我是怎么来，主是恩典的神，我是怎么来取用主的恩典呢？
So God is the God of grace, and how do I draw upon His grace?
然后那句话，主的恩典是够我们用的，都是我们所喜欢的一句话。
The scripture we all love, the Lord's grace is sufficient for us.
那对我们来讲，我们 如何去经历，或是我们曾经经历过主的恩典是够我用的吗？
How do we experience or have we ever experienced the Lord's grace is sufficient?
对，就算是我们觉得好像比较能够明白的信心。
And even though we think we understand faith,
啊，我们知道说我们要信靠主，我们要运用我们的信心。
And we know we need to trust the Lord, rely on Him, use your faith.
但有时候我又问我自己。
But many times I ask myself,
啊，请问，啊，我应该如何在我每天的生活里面学习凭信而活呢？
How should I in my daily life to live by faith?
对我来讲，我每天的生活要凭信而活是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to myself to live by faith in my daily life?
啊，我们在这边也希望能够学习一同的来服侍我们的主。
And we're here, we want to learn how to serve our Lord.
然后我们也愿意学习祷告。
We want to learn how to pray.
啊，多读主一些的话语。
To read God's word more.
然后我们也学习运用我们的恩赐。
And we use our spiritual gifts.
啊，在这些的情形里面，我们要问一句话，问一个事情。
In all these aspects, we should ask one question.
我服侍，我祷告。我读圣经，请问我有没有更多的来认识我的主耶稣？
I serve, I pray, I use my gifts, and do I really know the Lord more?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该求主赐给我们一个饥渴的心。
Brother and sister, we need to ask for the Lord to give us a desiring heart.
千万不要说，哎呀，这个大概圣经或是信主大概就这么一回事而已。
Never say that believing Jesus, that's it.
保罗不是这种态度的。
Brother Paul, he didn't have this attitude.
保罗不仅他是一个谦卑的态度，他说我今天知道的有限，很有限。
Paul is humble, have this attitude of humility. I'm very limited.
而且他因着他知道他的有限，所以他的一生都以追求认识我们主耶稣为他的至宝。
Because he knew he was limited, so his whole life's goal is to pursue to know the Lord Jesus.
但是对我们弟兄保罗来讲，他有一个盼望。
But for our brother Paul, he has the hope.
对，今天也许我能够知道的有限。
Maybe today my understanding is limited.
但是我心中有个盼望，有一天我能够丰满全面的认识我的主。
But in my heart, I have a hope one day I will know my Lord.
有一天我们与主面对面。
One day when we face to face meet the Lord.
有一天当我们好像把一切的那些的拦阻全部挪开之后。
One day all the hindrances were removed.
然后我们弟兄心中有一个很大的盼望。我有一天我能够知道神，就像神如何知道我一样。
There was a great hope in our brother's heart. One day I will know the Lord just the Lord know myself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们求主保守我们要一生愿意好好来认识我们的主。
May the Lord keep our heart all our life to know Him.
那我刚刚前面念了十三章前面这一段。
I read through the First Corinthians chapter 13.
他的意思是说，如果一个人要认识神
，So it means if a person wants to know God,
爱神是最短的路径。
Love is the shortest path.
我们千万要知道。神不是看重，就是说神第一个他不是最看重我们做什么事情。
So God is not looking at what we do.
他这边他这边就讲到说 ,OK, 如果一个弟兄他能够讲道。
So here he speaks, if one brother he can preach.
他甚至可以明白各样的奥秘。
He can understand all sorts of mysteries.
或是一个弟兄或姊妹他喜欢行善。
If a brother or a sister, he do a lot of good things.
对，他可以做好人好事，甚至说是服侍的事情。
He's a good person and in the serve the Lord, he do a lot of good things.
哇，到了一个地步，他说我可以全身的焚烧舍命来做这些事情。
To a point, he can sacrifice his life and get his body be burned.
我有一个很好的一个外表的一个行为的表现。
I have a very good outward behavior.
然后保罗说，如果你心中没有一个爱神的心。
But Paul says, if you don't have a heart loving the Lord.
如果你里面不是一个被神吸引的人。
If in your heart, it's not drawn to the Lord.
如果里面没有一个爱慕神的一个 desire, 一个 longing.
If you don't have a longing and a desire for the Lord.
他说，一切所做的这些事情，通通都不算数。
It's not counted. It's nothing.
那你外面的这些的什么奥秘啦、认识呢？其实不是真的认识。
So、all the mystery, all your understanding, they're not the real understanding.
对，恐怕都变成头脑的知识，没有真正的果效。
It's just to have knowledge. It will not bear fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要在爱神的光景里面，才能够不断的认识主。
So brothers and sisters, our condition has to be under love, loving the Lord, then we can understand Him.
对，我们对主的一个奉献呢，其实是对主爱的一个回应。
Our consecration to the Lord is the response of His love towards us.
因为我心中知道主爱我。
Because in my heart, I know my Lord loves me.
我知道主因着爱我的缘故，他救我。
I know my Lord loves me and He saved me.
我能够做什么呢？
What can I do?
主其实没有要我们做很多事情来回报他。
Lord is not asking us to do a lot of things to respond to Him.
主第一个要求就是说，你愿不愿意把心归给我。
The first requirement, are you willing to give your heart to me?
对，这个叫奉献。
This is called consecration.
当一个人受了主的爱的激励的时候，
when a person is encouraged by the Lord's love,
他心中说，告诉主说，主啊，我也愿意爱你。
In his heart, he tells the Lord, I want to love you, Lord.
我愿意属于你。
I want to give myself to you.
我愿意一生来服侍你。
I want, for all my life, I want to serve you.
我愿意一生的时间来好好来认识你。
All my life, I want to know you.
因此我把我自己奉献给你。
So I gave myself to you, consecrate myself to you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们愿意一生来认识主，但是那个当中的一个秘诀是爱我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, so all our life we want to know the Lord, but the secret is loving the Lord.
然后之前我想我们弟兄安主已经传递这个负担。
Our brother Andrew has already shared this burden.
对，到底我信主一段的年日了。
After a while, I believe in Jesus.
甚至我可能信主好几十年了。
Maybe I believe in the Lord for decades.
今天主问我，或是我问我自己，我到底认识我的主有多少呢？
Today the Lord asked me, or I asked myself, how much do I really know the Lord?
对，就是我刚刚是讲的这一段，当我问我自己的时候，我觉得我还是认识的很皮毛。
Like what I just shared, when I asked myself, my understanding is very superficial.
我们认识主还是认识的非常的有限。
Our understanding of the Lord is very limited.
所以下一个问题就是说，你是否，我是否愿意一生好好的来多认识主？
So next question, am I willing, are you willing to know the Lord more?
对，认识他的恩典，认识他的慈爱。
To know his grace, know his loving kindness.
认识他是我的避难所。
To know he's my hiding place.
认识他有属天的平安。
He has the heavenly peace.
认识他是公义的主。
He's the God of supply.
认识他的智慧是没有限量。
To know his wisdom, it's unlimited.
认识有一天我们能够进到荣耀里面。
No one day we can come into the glory.
我认识说我要怎么样来等候我的主的再来。
To know how to wait before the Lord's second coming.
在认识神的这许许多多的各个方面里。
Among all these facts of knowing the Lord.
我今天愿意提到一个点是说，我们来认识神是一位永远的神。
I want to emphasize on the point that we need to know the Lord is a God.The God is the God of eternal.
我们来读两处的圣经。
Let's read two scriptures.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇一跟二节。
Psalm 90 verse 1 and 2.
诗篇九十篇一跟二，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成。从亘古到永远，你是神。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you have formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God.
对，他这边讲到说，整个这个世界宇宙都还没造成的情形里，我们的神是从永远到永远的神。
So here it says, before everything was created, even the universe, God is the God from everlasting to everlasting.
然后我们再翻到哥林多后书四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书四章十六到十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, 17 to 18.
哥林多后书四章十六到十八，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心思一天。我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
他这边有讲到说有一个永远的荣耀。
So here it says there is the eternal glory.
然后他这边有讲到说那个看不见的是永远的。
So here also says the unseen, which are eternal.
其实老实说我这次准备的时候我也是存着一个认识神的心愿来准备的。
To be honest, while I was preparing, I had a hope I want to know the Lord.
然后我们的神有一个性质是永远的神。
God has the nature and attribute. He's a God of eternity.
然后这个在永远的性质里面表明是当中一个表明是他不受时间也不受空间的限制。
So it means the Lord is not bound by space and time.
摩西就有这样一个认识。
Moses had this understanding.
所以在他孤单的在一个或者说他在旷野生活的时候
when he alone lived in the wilderness
然后当他在这个年纪可能也比较年老的时候
when his age
将近80岁
nearly 80 years old
啊，在他的感觉里面其实我们也应该有这种感觉我们人生其实很短暂
he had a sense and we all should have the sense our life is very short
一年一年五年十年好像转眼之间就过去
a year 5 years it passed very quickly
我们因为活在时间空间的里面
Because we're living under time and space
好像永远的这个概念不太容易能够去理解它
It seems like the concept of eternity is very difficult for us to understand
但是我们随着年纪的增长我们慢慢可以体会到什么是短暂的
But when we get older we gradually start to understand what is temporary
我们也慢慢能够体察到整个世界的情形好像会是短暂的会过去也像是空虚的
and we start to understand the whole situation of the world is very temporary and it will pass
所以我记得好多的年前我就听到年长的弟兄们就讲到说我们希望我们的追求有永远的价值
many years ago I remember the elder brothers shared we hope our pursuit have eternal value
哇我听到这个词的时候心中也觉得很重要
And when I heard this word I felt it's very important
我希望我在地上的追求地上的生活在神眼中有价值
I really hope all my seeking under God's perspective it is valuable
然后在神眼中觉得有价值的东西它就是一个有永远价值的事物
When God sees it has a value that has the value of eternity
当然这是我的心愿
This is my desire.
那我是不是能够真正的去明白什么是有永远的价值那不一定很明白
Do I really understand what it means for the eternal value?
举个例子我们今天在这里聚会
For example, we were gathering here today.
我们已经聚会了聚了一个半多钟头了
We have been gathering for over an hour and a half.
那请问我们今天的聚会在神的眼中有永远的价值吗
I'll ask you a question. Do we have this eternal value?
然后我们要怎么样才在我们的聚会，就以聚会当例子的话，要怎么样在神的面前，我们的聚会在他眼中是有价值，有永远的价值呢？
In God's eyes, how do we gather so that we can have this eternal value before Him?
所以我们应该在这个事情上面可以继续的去多认识，来多寻求。
So for this matter, we need to seek more and have a better understanding of it.
至少我们有一个理解，很多的基督徒只以地上的事情为念。
At least we have understanding many Christians, they only set their mind on the earthly things.
对没有错神要我们在地上有工作有家庭有学业。
Yes, the Lord needs us to have an earthly job and families on the earth.
对但是 我们也有开始有个认识，如果我的生活我的人生只以这些为重心的话，恐怕都是短暂。
But we need to have an understanding. If all my priority, my focus are on the earthly things, it is very temporary.
如果我只是追求世上的事物的话，恐怕我的所有的这些追求都没有永远的价值。
If I'm only seeking the earthly things, all my seeking before the Lord is meaningless.
所以我们今天愿意要有一个永远的永远我们今天在这里的服事工作建造，但愿有一个永远的价值。
So our serving here, our living here, we hope it has an eternal value.
好，之后呢，才能够被带到永世里面。
After that, we can be brought into eternity.
对，请记得哈，那个永世里面所有的东西的性质都是带着永远的性质。
Please remember, in eternity, everything it has the nature of eternity.
对，如果只是这些短暂的性质的事物呢，在永世里面是不能够存留的。
All these temporary things will not be existing in eternity.
所以我们今天愿意追求说，主啊，在今天时间的空间的限制里面，我的追求里面是带着永远的性质。
So we want to say today we're under the bound of time and space. We want our seeking and serving to have this eternal value.
对，虽然这些事物好像眼睛并不是能够看的，肉眼看得见。
Even though our naked eyes might not see them very clearly.
啊，但是我们因着认识主的缘故。
Because we know the Lord.
因着我们灵里面有一些的眼睛被打开。
Because our spiritual eyes were opened.
然后我们开始接触属灵的事物，开始接触那个永远的事物。
We start to touch the spiritual things and the eternal things.
然后我们的追求，我们的生活，我们的建造，就开始跟永远有连在一起。
And our life, our seeking, our serving is connected to eternity.
然后当有连在一起的时候，我们今天的这些的事物呢，就可以被带到永远里面。
When that is connected, what we're living, serving today can be brought into eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹，至少我们要有一个心愿跟心智。
Brothers and sisters, at least we need to have this desire and will.
我们今天活在这个地上，对我来讲，
while I'm still living here on the earth,
对我来讲，我不愿意花很多的投资在那些没有永远价值的事物上。
For me personally,I don't want to invest a lot of energy and time in those things which has no eternal value.
对，所以当我这样子传递的时候，其实我也在多学习去认识我们的神是永远的神。
When I'm sharing this message myself, I want to know the Lord. He's the God of eternity.
那要怎么样在这个方面多有认识呢？
How can we have more understanding regarding this aspect?
我们来读两处的圣经。
Let's read two scriptures.
希伯来书的第十三章第八节。
Hebrew chapter 13 verse 8。
希伯来书十三章第八节。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Hebrew chapter 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
对，他讲到说我们的主耶稣不受时间的限制，昨日今日一直到永远，他都是不改变，都是一样。
So Jesus Christ is not limited by time and space, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
然后希伯来书的第十二章二十六到二十八节。
Hebrew chapter 12:26-28.
十二章二六到二八。当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话，是指明被震动的，就是受造之物，都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
所以他这边讲到说今天有些的事物是能够震动震掉的。
So it says here, a lot of things today can be shaken.
但是有永远性质的事物它是不能够被震掉。
But the things of eternity, those things cannot be shaken.
它能够被带进那个不能震动的国。
It will be brought into the kingdom which cannot be shaken.
那不能震动的事物能够永远长存。
So for the things that cannot be shaken will remain.
我想我们从西岸聚会到现在有些的有些的分组我们读了一些希伯来书。
So after WCCC till now, for some small groups, we read the book of Hebrew.
我可以感觉得到希伯来书的作者呢他觉得他所在的那个时代是一个在变动的时代。
I have a sense that the author of Hebrew, he had a sense in his generation,Everything is changing.
然后环境在改变，然后神的儿女们在接受许多的震动。
The circumstances were changing, and the children of God were facing a lot of challenges.
因为那个时候呢，应该是说罗马政府呢开始有一些逼迫基督徒的一些的行动。
There were persecutions from the Roman Empire.
好，所以神的儿女们在一个变动的一个时代。
So the children of God were under a time of changes.
所以当希伯来书的作者想要鼓舞当时那个时代的弟兄姊妹。
So the author of the book of Hebrew wanted to encourage brothers and sisters.
我算了一下哈，如果是用中文的那个永远那个词来搜寻的话。
I did my math if we search by the Chinese word eternity.
然后新约里面用的这个词最多的是希伯来书。
In the New Testament, all books, in Hebrew, eternity appears the most.
当然在约翰福音里面，因为他讲到很多永生，就是永远的生命，这个不算。
Excluding in the Gospel of John, it says the eternal life.
但讲到那个各样的永远的概念的时候呢，是希伯来书里面用的是最多的。
But when it talks about eternity in Hebrew, it appears the most.
所以 我可以感受得到这位作者呢在一个变动的时代里面他要用一个不能够改变的一个认识来鼓舞当时的信徒。
So the book, the author of the book of Hebrew, under a time of changes, he wanted to use the perspective of eternal to encourage brothers and sisters.
环境会改变。
The circumstances change.
逼迫会临到。
The persecution will come.
对很多的危险。
Many dangers.
但是要认识到我们的神他是永远不改变的神。
But we need to understand our God, He never changes.
要认识到我们的主耶稣是昨日今日直到永远都一样的。
Lord Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today and forever.
要认识到我们今天的追求是追求那些不能够震动的事物。
We need to understand and are seeking today, seeking those cannot be shaken.
在我成长的这个过程里面在我人生过程里面
For my past life,
我也的确见证到很多世界上的变动
I did witness a lot of changes in the world
在90年代的时候我是亲自经历过那个互联网的时代
In the 90s, I experienced the generation of internet
我本身就经历到那个互联网的泡沫Internet bubble.
I went through the internet bubble.
然后我也见证到那个手机的时代。
I witnessed the generation of cell phones.
对，把那个智能手机把它发明出来，你直到今天它的影响是这么的深远。
When the smartphones were created and it influenced all the way till now.
对，这几年我看到那个人工智能的崛起。
And these years, the artificial intelligence.It's very popular.
对，这个礼拜我看了新闻，觉得很稀奇。
This week I read the news. It was quite amazing.
对，诺贝尔的物理奖颁给人工智能的这个先驱。
So the Nobel Prize of Physics, it was awarded to the artificial intelligence.
对。我就想说奇怪，这个东西跟物理有什么关系？
So I was wondering what...Is there any connection between the Nobel Prize with between the Nobel Prize and the artificial intelligence.
对，然后过了几天的时候，诺贝尔化学奖颁给了一个搞电脑的做人工智能的人。
A few days later, the Nobel Prize on Chemistry was awarded to someone who worked in the artificial intelligence area.
没有错了，他是用人工智能在化学界做了一个很大的 breakthrough， 就是很大的一个进展。
Yeah, indeed, he used the AI in the chemistry field and has a great advancement.
对，但这几年我对这个人的概念，他一直是我心中的一个电脑的人工智能的专家，跟化学完全没有关系。
But I understand it towards this man, he's just someone works in chemistry, has nothing to do with AI.
但我今天不是要讲这个东西啊，就是你可以把它当工具。
You can use it as a tool.
我每天都用它来改我的英文。
I use it every day to modify my English.
但是要小心。
But be very careful.
这个一个重量级的人工智能的这个人，他说，我们是在创造 intelligence in the sky.
But someone from the AI industry who says we're creating the intelligent sky.
就是他们在创造一个天，属天的智慧。
We're creating the wisdom from heaven.
其实他骨子里面就是说我们在创造神啊。
But in his blood, he's actually saying we're creating a God.
我们看之后怎么发展。
We'll see what's happened in the future.
然后我也经历了这个社会的这些价值观、性别观的这些的奇怪的各样的变动。
I went through all the changes on the world value system.And the perspective on genders.
当我读到几年前，当我读到《时代》杂志的一篇文章。
A few years ago, when I read the magazine, the Times magazine.
对，一对夫妇说，我现在教养我的小孩呢，是不给他性别。
A couple actually said, when I'm bringing up my children, I don't give them a gender.
对。我要等到他长大之后自己决定他是男人还是女人。
I'll wait until a time he himself can pick a gender for himself.
哇，这些的想法我真的是以前我完全连做梦都想不到会发生这些事情的。
Well, I can never imagine this concept now is existing.
然后对于神的儿女来讲
For the children of God.
对，过去几年其实早一点的时候我经过了911。
A few years ago, I went through 9/11.
就是那个美国大楼被炸毁的那个。
Yeah, the tower was bombed.
对，我听说在那个事件之后呢，美国各地的教会涌进大批的人。
After that incident, I heard a lot of Christians went to church.
对，大家觉得哇，这个美国里面有一个很令人震撼的事情，让人那个里面心。情感上很受伤。
So a lot of people were hurt.
所以他们大量的跑到那个教会里面去聚会，好像要想要寻求什么安慰吧。
So a lot of people went into the church to find comfort.
那这种东西都是短暂。
But those things are very temporary.
然后我们也经过了这个疫情期间。
We went through the COVID-19 pandemic.
我们可以听到说，或是可以看得到说，许多的神的儿女的教会关门了。
We can see a lot of churches were closed.
真的是关门了。
They're closed.
好像就 out of business, 好像倒闭一样。
They're out of business and bankrupt.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这个世代，不管是生活在这个世界，或者在基督徒的一个情形里面，我们都受了许多的震动。
So brothers and sisters, no matter you're living on the earth or you're a Christian, we're facing a lot of shakings.
但有一首诗歌，这圣徒诗歌95首，从昨日今日直到永远，耶稣不改变。
But hymn 95 it says, Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我们的主过去是如何，今天也仍然如何。
Lord Jesus is the same today as he was yesterday.
对，不管社会政治怎么样变化。
No matter and however, everything is changing.
我们主不改变。
The Lord never changes.
对，不管有多少的基督徒软弱或是情绪起来，但我们主还是不改变。
No matter how many Christians that are changing, they're down. The Lord Jesus still never changes.
对，我们所信的主跟保罗、 跟大卫所信的主是一样的主。
The Lord we believe is the same as what our brother Paul, David, and Peter believed.
对，我们的神如何在历世历代做他的工作，直到今天仍然做他的工作。
How God was doing His work in the history today, He's still doing His work.
对，不管环境如何的变化，如何有震动，我们的主是永远不改变。
No matter how circumstances are changed and shaken, our Lord never changes.
所以希伯来书的作者就鼓舞当时的弟兄姊妹。
So the author of the book of Hebrew encouraged brothers and sisters.
对，是的，环境有艰难，有震动。
Yes, there are changes and shakings.
但是我提醒。就是我们被提醒，我们所信的主是昨日、今日、直到永远，都是一样，都不改变的。
But we're reminded that the Lord we believe, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
因为他是那位永远的神。
Because He's the God of eternity.
他不受时间、不受空间的限制。
He's not bound by time and space.
对，他这环境再怎么改变，他仍然是一样。
The circumstances are changing, but He stays the same.
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得对我个人来讲。
So brother and sister, for me personally,
对，当我信主之后，直到现在
，after I believe in the Lord till now,
对，我们这个人，他会波动
，we have ups and downs,
会上上下下，对，然后，但是，直到今天，我们还是能够在主的面前
，until today, we can still come before the Lord's presence.
对，不是靠着我们这个人。
Not by ourselves.
乃是因为我们所信的是那位不改变的主。
It's because what we believe is that God never changes.
所以的的确确，我也是在愿意多去认识我的主是那位永远的神，是那位不改变的主。
So I long to know my God who never changes, who is the God of eternity.
在几个方面，我们能够多有学习。
For a few aspects, we want to learn more.
比如说，神的话语。是不改变的。
God's word never changes.
我们看马太福音24章35节。
Let's turn to Matthew 24, verse 35.
马太福音24章35节，对。
Matthew 24, verse 35.
马太福音24:35，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
天地要废去，但神的话却不能废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away.
我们再读一处类似的话，是路加福音十六章。
Another very similar scriptures, Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章十七节。
Luke 16 verse 17.
路加福音十六十七。天地废去，叫比律法的一点一画落空还容易。
And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to fail.
这边讲的更明显。他说，就算是天地废去，已经很不容易的事情了。
It's even more obvious here for the heaven and earth to pass away.
但是你要去废掉神的话的一点一画，叫它落空呢？根本不可能。
But if you're going to fail even one stroke of the word of God, it's impossible.
对，天地要废去呢，比废掉神的话的一点呢，都还更容易呢。
For the heaven and earth to pass away, it's easier than to fail just one tittle of the word of God.
以前有一个学业上面挺优秀的一位弟兄。
There used to be a very outstanding brother.
当他进了那个大学的时候，那时候他还没信主，他进了大学。
Before he believed in the Lord, he entered college.
哇，进了大学，这个跟那个初中、高中是完全不一样的环境。
The circumstances were completely different from high school, middle school.
然后你一进到大学的那个图书馆
，enter the library of the college.
哇，满坑满谷的都是书籍。
All the walls are filled with books.
然后那时候他心中突然有一个感触
，so he had a sense.
他说这些书籍呢这么多
so many books here
然后很多的书籍可能读了几年之后就被淘汰了
but many books after reading it a few years later it changed
然后知识要不断的更新
the knowledge needs to be updated
我记得我上班的隔壁呢有一个 有一个也是工程师。
So next to my office there was a
对对 cube my cube
哦、oh, my next to my cube there was an engineer
也有个工程师，然后他那天呢，他终于成功的要转向那个管理阶层。
So one day he successfully transferred to the managed team。
然后当他那天知道说他终于成功的从工程师变成管理 manager 叫什么？就是管理的那个阶层。
So that day he changed from an engineer to a manager.
他把他所有的电脑书都送给我了。
He gave away all his computer books to me.
然后从今之后再也不需要这些书了。
And never needed.
然后那个弟兄当他看到那个图书馆这么多书，有一天其实可能大部分都要淘汰了。
So that brother, when he saw so many books in the library, and one day it will all change.
所以他就想说，难道这个世界上有没有一本书是可以永远长存的？
So he was thinking, is there a book that will never change?
所以当他信耶稣之后，他发现原来真的有一本书，世界上在人的历史里面真的有一本书是可以永远长存的。
After he believed in the Lord, he found out that, well, there is a book in the history, it never changes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们手上的这本圣经超越时空，可以经得起时间的考验。
So, brothers and sisters, this book we're holding in our hands, it transcends the time and space.
如果我们愿意来明白神的话，愿意来遵行神的话，愿意来经历神的话，
If we're willing to know the Word of God, experience the Word of God, and obey the Word of God.
因为神的话语里面有那个永远的信息。
Because God's Word has this eternal value.
当你明白神的话，当你经历神的话的时候，你发现你在不知不觉当中，你已经跟那个永远连在一起。
When you're understanding and experiencing the Word of God, you're connected to the eternal, eternal value.
我想我已经的确承认了。永远这件事情对我们来讲似乎是比较抽象。
I already confess that eternity is very abstract.
但弟兄姊妹，有一天好，你不能够，你没有办法有一个 excuse, 有一个借口告诉神说，主啊，我活在地上的时候我根本不懂什么是永远。
But brothers and sisters, one day when you face to face meet the Lord, you can't find an excuse to tell him,I didn't understand eternity when I was on the earth.
因为我们的神至少把他的话语信托给我们这些人。
At least the Lord entrusted his eternal word to us.
他把一个有永远性质的话语呢信托交托给我们。
He entrusted his word of eternity to us.
好，借着这个桥梁，借着这个方式呢，我们能够来经历什么是永远。
Through this bridge, and we can experience what is eternity.
我们能够抓住，也能够略略能够进入到那个永远的光景里面。
We can hold on to and gradually enter this condition of eternity.
因为每当我们里面主的话语在我们里面得开启。
Every time when the Word of God is illuminated and opening us.
每一次当我们进入到神的话语的经历的里面。
And every time when we enter into the spiritual reality of God's word.
其实换句话来讲，我们已经在接触那个永远的事物了。
In another word, we're touching the eternity.
我们这些的经历，我们这些的看见，它能够存到永远，在永世里面是有永远的价值的。
And all these experiences and seeings will be brought into eternity has this eternal value.
所以有一天啊，至少你不能够有借口。
Now one day at least you will not have the excuse.
啊，主啊，这个永远 eternity 这个太抽象了，我这个不明白。
God, the eternity is so abstract. I don't understand.
那主就问说，你愿不愿意？你之前你为什么不愿意去进入经历我的话语呢？
God will ask you why previously you were not willing to enter into the reality.
所以我这边要鼓励至少年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I want to encourage young brothers and sisters.
所以年轻人一定要从年轻的时候就要爱慕神的话。
Young people, you need to long for the word of God.
对，如果你今天只是在赛博沙底查经之前稍微读一读，赶快读一下。
If you only read your Bible just right before the Bible study.
然后准备一下，我有点话可以 讲一讲，免得到时候没话讲。
I prepare just for a few words to share.
弟兄姊妹，这样是不行的。
It's not acceptable.
我们需要在我们一个 consistent， 就是我们需要有一个一致的一个生活的光景，要爱慕神的话，要去读主的话。
We need to be consistent from the inward and the outward. We need to love the word of God.
如果你刚才的，你刚才，如果你是我刚才讲的那种情况。
If you're someone like what I just mentioned,
对，你可能离主已经很远很远了，你知道吗？
You're very, very far away from the Lord.
对，我们需要学习亲近主。
We need to learn to get close to the Lord.
主把这个，我们难道不觉得稀奇吗？
Do you feel amazing?
世界上所有的书，有一天可以都过去。
All the books on the earth will pass away one day.
但今天就在我们眼前的这本书。
But right before us, this book.
是带着永远的性质。
It has the value of eternity.
它能够帮助我们能够过一个有永远价值的生活。
It can help us to live a life of eternal value.
对，难道我们不觉得稀奇吗？我们不觉得宝贵吗？
Don't you feel it's valuable and amazing?
所以我想，包含年轻的弟兄姊妹，包含所有弟兄姊妹，我们愿意借着神的话语，好好的来学习，来经历。神是一位永远的神。
Including the younger ones, the older ones, we want to learn based on God's word and to experience His word.
对，千万记得，天地就算天地通通废掉。
And always remember, even the heaven and earth pass away.
神的话仍然永远长存。
The word of God will always remain.
对，下一个是神的旨意，还有神的应许是永远不改变。
The next one, the will of God and the promise of God never changes.
我们请看希伯来书第六章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章的十七跟十八节。
Hebrew chapter 6, 17 and 18.
希伯来书六章十七十八。照样，神愿意为那承受应许的人，格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所、持定摆在我们前头指望的人，可以大得勉励。
Thus God determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation.Who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us.
对，其实我今天这个题目，这个耶稣不改变 ，Jesus is unchangeable.
So today my topic, Jesus is unchangeable.
那个 unchangeable 或者 immutable 是从这边借用来的。
So the word unchangeable and immutable comes from here.
因为他这边讲到说有两件绝对不会更改。不会 change, 不会改变的事。
So there are two things which are immutable.
照着我的一点理解啊。
Based on my understanding.
他这边讲到的是肯定的是一个是神的旨意是绝对不会改变的。
So one is the will of God is immutable.
然后神的旨意是在神的那一头是他所定的是不会变的。
So on God's end, His will,Will never change. It's immutable.
好，当这神的旨意来到人的身上的时候呢，对于人的理解是神的应许。
When God's will comes upon a person, it's his understanding is the promise of God.
对，所以当我们面对神不改变的旨意是他的应许的时候，我们也知道神的应许是不改变。
When we are facing the God's will is unchangeable, and we know His promise will not change.
啊，的的确确在不同的时代里面，神的工作有神的做事的方式可能会有不同。
As in different generations, the ways of God are different.
对，我们看见有旧约的时代，有新约的时代。
We see the Old Testament time, the New Testament time.
然后对于每一个个别的弟兄姊妹，因为每个人情况不同。神的做工方式也会有不同。
Regarding the individuals, God's work will be different.
所以，但是哈
，But
虽然这些当时的做的方式可能有不同，但是神的那个原则还有他的旨意是永远不改变。
Even though the things what God did are different, but the principle is the same.
也就是说， 他在历世历代他所要成就的旨意他是不改变的。
So, which means in all generations, God's will and what he's going to accomplish never change.
然后他在每一个神的儿女的身上所要成就的那个最终极的旨意呢也是不改变的。
For every child of God, the eternal purpose will not change.
对，他有可能针对你的不同的情形能够来带领你。
According to your own situation, he will guide you and lead you.
对，有的弟兄姊妹可能是可能过于理性。
Some brothers and sisters, they're too rational.
Yeah, 所以他要这个人呢心中对神要有情感的感觉。
So this person needs to have the sense of emotion.
对，也许这个人他比较胆怯。
Maybe this brother and sister fears a lot.
对，所以神愿意在这个环境里面要他多能够坚定的能够信靠主。
So in this time, the Lord is willing, he can lay hold of the Lord and trust him.
对，但不管神在我们身每个人身上是怎么样做不同的工作。
No matter how God is working on us differently.
对，感谢主，他是量身定做的在我们身上做事情。
We thank the Lord, it's specifically designed for us.
但是他的最终的那个目的和他做工的那个原则都是不改变的。
But ultimate goal and the principle is the same.
他所讲的事情就是他应许的旨意他就一定要成就。
What he promised, what he willed, he will accomplish.
所以当我们讲到神不改变的时候呢也讲到也当中有一个意思他所讲的跟他所做的是一致的。
So when we are saying God is unchangeable, which also means his deeds and his words are consistent.
或是说他所定的旨意他所应许的他必定要做到。
His will, his promise, and he will accomplish.
当那个亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候，那个蛇是怎么欺骗他们的呢？
So how the snake deceived Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden?
那个蛇就说，那个夏娃就说神是这样子说的。
Eve said God said this.
然后蛇就说那可能不一定吧。
The snake said not really.
所以蛇在那个试探人的时候呢？让人对神的那个不改变产生了怀疑。
So when Satan tempted man, the man has the doubt on God's unchangeable nature.
对神的应许，神所讲的，他可能他不一定是这么做。
Maybe what God says, he will not do so.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要持定一个事情。
So we need to lay hold of one thing.
在创世以前呢？神就已经定了一个永远的旨意。
Before the existing of the world, God set an eternal will.
然后那个旨意呢，在以后的永世呢，就完全成就。
This eternal purpose will be brought into reality in the eternity.
然后在这个过程里面呢，神就一直照着这条线一直在走。
In this whole process on the journey, and God will walk on this path.
然后他在你的生活，在你的家庭里面做事情的时候。都是跟着这个旨意在走的。
In your life, your job, your family, he will do everything according on this line.
他这个方向跟这个原则，他从来没有改变过。
This direction, this principle never changed.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, brothers and sisters?
所以当我在初信的时候，我心中就觉得我需要认识神的旨意。
When I first believed in the Lord, I had a sense I need to know God's purpose.
对，我心中有个，我觉得我。必须，我有一个爱慕，我想要知道神在我身上到底有什么心意。
I have a burden. I have to. I must know what's God's heart will for me.
然后慢慢慢慢，我才明白说，原来神在我们身上的那个心意一直都没有改变。
And gradually and gradually, I start to understand His purpose never changed.
所以这个在对我身上有一个很大的帮助。
So it has a great help for me.
啊，今天，我失业了。
Today I lose my job.
我失业，这是我生活当中或家庭里面一个很大的震动。
I was laid off. It was great shaking for my family.
哎，但是我心中知道，神在我身上的旨意还是不改变。
But in my heart, I know God's purpose for me never changes.
他借着这个好像是艰难的情形，反过来要做成他的旨意。
From outward, it might be very difficult, but God is accomplishing His will.
对，有时候也许我们有一些的疾病。
Maybe sometimes we're sick.
但是神的旨意还是不改变。
But God's purpose and will still is unchangeable.
也许我们不一定能够永远留在 Minnesota.
Maybe we will not be able to stay in Minnesota forever.
也许有一天某个弟兄或某个姊妹要到不同的地方。
Maybe one day some brothers and sisters will go to other places.
我住的地方不同，但神在我身上的旨意还是一样。
Where I live, the locations can be different, but God's purpose is the same.
所以当我们愿意有这样的认识和追求，
when we're willing to seek like this,
我们发现我们不知不觉已经跟那个永远连在一起。
And gradually, unconsciously, we started on, we were connected to eternity.
因为那个旨意好是从永远到永远都不改变的。
Because that purpose is unchangeable from everlasting to everlasting.
如果我愿意认识神的旨意，遵行神的旨意。
If I'm willing to know the will of God and to obey the will of God.
然后不管任何的环境，我都要专注在神的旨意不改变。
However the circumstances are, I will focus the Lord's purpose.
我就发现说原来感谢主，我还真的是行走在神的那个永远的那条线上。
You will thank the Lord and say to him, I'm walking on this eternal path.
我要讲的最后一点是讲到神的爱还有神的选召是不改变的。
The last point, God's love and his calling are unchangeable.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我会稍微有点长哈，罗马书第八章的33-39。
Romans chapter 8:33-39。
对，罗马书第八章33-39，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Who shall bring the charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. And furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, For your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come.Nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个是我姑且称它是保罗的版本的耶稣不改变。
This is the Paul's version of Jesus never changed.
他里面讲到，对保罗来讲，神的救恩、神的呼召、选召是不改变的。
For Paul, God's salvation and calling is unchangeable.
神的爱是不改变的。
God's love never changes.
对他来讲，神就像是那个亘古不变的那个磐石，屹立不摇。
For him, God is the rock of ages, stand there forever.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
Who can condemn the one who are elected and called by God?
我这次在想啊。
This time I was wondering.
难道保罗没有受过控告吗？
For Paul, are there not accusation and condemnation?
我们知道保罗的性格是非常的公义的。
We know Paul's character is very righteous.
他还没在信主、认识主耶稣之前呢，他就竭力的看重他的工作，或是看重他的那个 那个外面的那个做法。
Before he even believed in Jesus Christ, he paid a lot of attention to what he did.
对，照着他这种性格的人呢，他信主之后也对自己会有很大的要求。
According to his personality, this righteous man, he will require himself a lot.
当一个人对自己有很多的要求，说你要做好，然后那个事情，你要做一个好的基督徒，你要这个事情要满足神的喜悦。
When a person have a very high expectation towards himself to please the Lord and to serve him,
这样的人其实很比较容易受控告。
This kind of characteristic is easier to be condemned and accused.
因为他对自己有很多很高的那个外面做事情的要求。
Because he's holding a very high standard expectation for the outward behaviors.
但是感谢主，我们弟兄怎么样能够？这是我想象，好不好？但感谢主，我们弟兄要怎么样能够脱开这种的情况呢？
But I'm thinking, how can our brother be delivered from this condition?
他一直的抓住主的那个救恩是屹立不摇的。
He was holding on to the salvation of God, never changes.
对，每一次有控告的时候，
Every time when the condemnation comes,
一看就转头看主耶稣为我流血。
Turn his eyes upon Jesus, the Lord shed his blood for me.
对，我一看主耶稣为了流血洗净我的罪，我已经蒙神悦纳了。
When I see he shed his blood for me, I'm cleansed, I'm pleased before the Lord.
他就拒绝了这个控告。
He rejected this condemnation.
对，下次再来一看，就是那个不改变的那个救恩。
Next time when he was condemned, he see this unchangeable salvation.
再次拒绝这个控告。
Next reject this condemnation.
到了一个地步，他有一个得胜的宣告。
To a point he has a confession of this victory.
有谁有哪一个可以控告神所拣选的人呢？没有，一个都没有。
Who can condemn the one are called and elected by God? No one.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每个人会经过各式各样的事情。
So brothers and sisters, we can all go through different things.
那我有个同事，最近每隔一两个月就请假一下。
I have a colleague every one or two months he takes a leave.
再去参加婚礼。
To go to a wedding.
我想说你这认识人怎么结婚的人这么多
？Why there are so many people are getting married?
然后我另外一个同事每隔也是两个月左右就请一次假。
Another colleague every two months, and he took a personal leave.
每一次都是参加葬礼。
And every time he went for the funeral.
我们在这个地上
，on the earth，
人有新的人来
，new people comes，
有旧的人离开
，old people depart，
然后我们会生病，会有疾病
，we can have sickness。
有的比较严重的，有的可能轻微的。
Some are more severe, some are not that severe.
也许我们在生活当中有各式各样的挑战跟困难。
We have various of different challenges.
不仅我们自己。
Not even for ourselves.
可能我们的亲人，可能弟兄姊妹，可能我们朋友也遇到各式各样的事。
Maybe our relatives, our friends, our brothers and sisters are facing a lot of challenges.
弟兄姊妹，我们健康的时候，神的爱是这样子的。
Brothers and sisters, when we're healthy, God's love is this.
我们生病的时候，神的爱也不改变。
When we are sick, God's love will not change.
对，我们有工作的时候，跟没有工作的时候，主的爱也不改变。
You have a job or you don't have a job, God's love is unchangeable.
我们的小孩听话或小孩不听话，神的爱也不改变。
When your children obey or not obey, God's love never changes.
我们不管在任何的情形底下，我们的主的爱不改变。
No matter under what circumstances, God's love never changes.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情呢，对保罗来讲感受特别深刻。
Brothers and sisters, for Paul, he had a very deep understanding of it.
他经历了许多的患难。
He went through a lot of afflictions.
不仅是患难，而且是因着主而得着的患难。
Because of the Lord, he got those afflictions.
他说他有困苦，他有接受逼迫。
Suffering persecutions.
他有的时候他饥饿没有东西吃
had no food to eat.
他经过了一些危险经过了一些刀剑
went through sword and dangers.
他说每一次这些事情走过的时候
every time after I went through that.
他说他看的是神的爱仍然是一样的
I see God's love. It's the same.
我平安的时候神在这里
When I'm peaceful, God is here.
我在最艰难的时候，神的爱仍然在这里。
When I'm in the most difficult situation, God's love is here.
当我经历那个生命的危险的时候
，When I'm facing the danger of life,
神仍然爱我。
God still loves me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的弟兄不是他有什么特别，他能够那么的坚固。
Brothers and sisters, it's not our brother who is extraordinary can be so strong.
对，而是他看见了一个亘古不会改变的。那位神的爱
Because he sees the one whose love never changes.
所以他里面他有一个得胜的宣告
Who has this proclamation of victory.
这应该是我们每一个人都要有的一个宣告
This is our proclamation and confession.
对没有一件事物能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝
Nothing can separate us from Christ's love.
对任何的环境任何的情形都不能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝
Whatever circumstances and things come,cannot separate us from Christ's love.
对，再大的压力，再大的困难，再艰难的情形，主的爱都永远不改变。
Whatever pressures and sufferings and difficulties, God's love never change.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在任何的情形里面都不要怀疑神的爱。
Brothers and sisters, in whatever circumstances, do not doubt God's love.
在亚当夏娃的那个时候，其实。那个蛇用的一个计那个诡计呢就是叫他们怀疑神的爱。
For Adam and Eve, the scheme of the snake is to let them doubt God's love.
哎呀那个果子其实很好啊。
That fruit is very good.
那但是神就是有保留他不让你吃。
But God's keeping it from you.
对神对你的爱其实是有某种保留的哦。
God reserves some love for you.
所以那个蛇在那边画那个问号在人的心里面说神真的爱我吗
So the snake was drawing a very big question mark in Adam and Eve's heart. Does God really love you?
所以弟兄姊妹我们千万不要中了仇敌的诡计
Brother and sister, don't fall into the scheme of the Satan.
对任何的情形就算家里有难处
For whatever circumstances, if we have difficulties,In our families.
对工作环境有难处
We have difficulties in our jobs.
前面的路不清不楚
It's unclear for our path.
我身体的健康有难处
I have difficulties for my physical health.
没有一个能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝
None of these can separate us from God's love.
所有的情形主的爱屹立在天立定在天永远不改变
God's love stays on the heaven. It will never change.
所以但愿当我们经历到神那个我们主永远的爱的时候
When we are experiencing God's eternal love
对我们同时好像也跟那个永远连在一起
We're connected to eternity
因为我们所经历的是那个永远不改变的爱
Because we're experiencing this love and never changes from everlasting to everlasting
圣经里面有个词叫做永远的爱来我是以永远的爱来爱你
I love you with an eternal love
你接受这个爱你发现你联系到那个永远。
When you receive this love, you are connected to eternity.
好，我想今天我只能够借着几个点来表达这个认识。
I can only use a few points to share my understanding.
对，虽然我们今天认识很有限。
Even our understanding is limited today.
但是我们应该以我们的前面的弟兄们做榜样。
We have an example of the brothers before us.
我乃是竭力的追求以认识我主耶稣为我的至宝
I'm seeking the Lord Jesus Christ as the precious jewel
对但愿我们在愿意在各方各面上来更丰富的来认识我们的主
From all aspects we want to know the Lord more
对经历他的信实
Experience his trustworthy
经历他的慈爱
His faithful, his loving kindness
好叫我们在地上的生活跟追求呢能够带进永远的价值
and are seeking our lives can have this eternal value
我今天教会就到这里
I'll end my sharing
我们一同有点简单的祷告
Let's have a word of prayer
主啊，我还是感恩的心来到你面前。
Lord, when we come before you, we have a thankful heart.
主啊，万事万物会改变。
Everything are changing.
但是唯有你不改变。
Only you, it's unchangeable.
主啊，感谢你。
We thank you.
我们能够走到如今，是因为你是为这位不改变的主。
We're still here today because you are unchangeable.
帮助我们，是吧？紧紧的来抓住你。
Help us to lay hold of ourselves.
也紧紧的被你所抓住。
To be laid hold of by you.
能够在你面前行完我们一生的路程。
We can walk our whole life journey before.
在你面前，我们的一生许多的追求都在你面前算着数。
And before you, our seekings, our lives is accounted worthy.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天就到这里。
End our meeting here.